The Iditarod Trail Committee is taking steps to tighten security along the race route in the near future. Iditarod spokesman Chaz St. George says the board and staff are considering adding security cameras at the Nome Dog Lot as well as the White Mountain and Unalakleet checkpoints.
Based on last year's experience, these two checkpoints are extremely active. There's a lot of folks that come in and out of Unalakleet, especially during this race.
St. George says other strategies are in the works as well.
We're looking at a number of different protocols that we can deploy in the future. This year, for instance, you will see more visibly individuals who are boots on the ground that will be monitoring our dog lots.
The discussion comes after the ITC's announcement in October that multiple dogs on four-time champion Dallas Seavey's team tested positive for the prohibited painkiller Tramadol at the end of the 2017 race. It was the first time a positive drug test had been returned in Iditarod history. The ITC changed the race drug use policy following the positive test, shifting the burden of proof to the musher if there is a positive result. Seavey has denied that he gave his dogs Tramadol and alleged that foul play was involved, calling for better race security. In the wake of the announcement, the Iditarod Official Finishers Club issued a statement calling for several changes to Iditarod race rules. Among those was a more comprehensive drug policy, including withholding of prize money in the event of a positive test. St. George says the board also discussed such a policy in its regular meeting on December 1st.
The board of directors is looking at working on the mechanics of that protocol, how that will look. When the need arises and when the opportunity arises to move on action items, I'm sure this board will come together and make that happen.
No action items related to the drug use policy were brought forward at the December 1st meeting, but Wade Mars, who is president of the IOFC and sits on the Iditarod board as the musher representative, says Rule 53 is in the process of being rewritten. That's the so-called gag rule that's been criticized by mushers and the IOFC.
The gag rule was intended to make sure that we didn't bash sponsors or bash one another or bash the race publicly, which is totally understandable. But our main worry as mushers was we had to be able to call the board or the staff out on issues. And so they're rewriting it for the proper wordage on making sure those things are known.
Mars says he's happy with the progress that's been made on the issues raised recently. The 2018 Iditarod begins on March 3rd. 69 mushers are currently signed up.